Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected. So if there are any kids, I'd like to invite you to make your way up here. Kids of all ages, come on. Come on down. I see a few of you. I'm going to point at you. Come on down. Look at this guy. If all could be so enthusiastic. Come on up. Come on, a couple more. A couple more. And because we're going to be talking about a topic today that you guys may not really understand sort of mentally, but I believe you fully get having been conditioned by your parents' voices, I'm going to invite one of the adults that happens to be with you or an older sibling to kind of make their way down here as well. And if you would, bring a prayer book with you as you come. So older sibling or just an adult or anybody. There you go. Come on down. Have a seat. Friend of the family. So today we are going to be talking about, look, yeah, evangelize your friends. Get them down here. Today we're going to be talking about this word, kids and adults, and the word we're going to be talking about is the word authority, okay? Can you guys all say authority for me? Authority, very good. Now, the thing about authority is that the whole of Matthew's gospel project is about authority. This really simple yet very complex word that you will grapple with your entire lives. And Matthew's understanding of authority, this grappling with it that he wants to get across to everyone, is that Jesus was an authority in life, and particularly that Jesus was an authority about life and Torah, okay? About life, about what it meant to do life with God, and what it meant to do life with neighbor, and what it meant to do life with God as oneself. Now, adults, it's not surprising at all that over and over again in Matthew's gospel, we see Jesus' teachings and Jesus' personality butting up against authority, right? It's the gospel's project. Jesus is an authority on life. Jesus is an authority on Torah. He's not just some rogue rabbi out there running around, hanging out with the outcast. And so as Jesus' ministry unfolds, he constantly gets questioned about from where his authority has come from. Now, kids, this is the interesting thing. Because what we know in a reading that we'll get in just a little while is that Jesus' authority, that sort of way of teaching with God and others that he had, he passed on to his followers. Okay? Now, if I were to ask you how he passed it on, how would you say Jesus passed on his authority? Anybody know? Any guesses? There's a way we like to talk about it. How about you adults? How did Jesus pass on his authority? It was the Holy Spirit, but there was a passing on of authority. How did Jesus do this? Anybody? Any guesses? Adults? We're all stumped. Huh? Disciples, right? Well, check this out. As the church, we like to say that Jesus passed on his authority through the laying on of hands. Okay? Does this sound familiar? All the adults all of a sudden are sort of nodding their heads a little bit, okay? And the interesting thing for you kids is that you have Jesus' authority as those who've been baptized. And what happens at baptized? Anybody? The laying on of hands, right? And so all of us, as Christians, in God's great big church, all have the authority of Jesus. The authority of Jesus to walk around in the world and to do the things that Jesus was doing, to live life according to his teachings. Now, here's the tricky part. We don't always necessarily live like we believe that. So open up your prayer book. Everybody get a prayer book. And let's investigate who the ministers of the church are. Turn to page 855. 855. Hey, can I get another adult to come right here and sit with these guys and help them? Page 855. Now on page 855, the ministry. Here's a really interesting question about the authority of the church. All right, who are the ministers of the church? Everybody read it back to me. Okay, very good, right? Right? Now, in a world that has been over-professionalized, this may shock you. The ministers of the church are not those who walk around in funny clothes only, right? The ministers of the church, those who have the authority of the teachings of Jesus in the world, are who? Who's listed first? Laypersons. Who's that? Everybody raise your hand if you're a layperson. Yeah, awesome, right? Right. Now, the professionalization of everything, guys, the giving of everybody a job to do, has often kept us in various different aspects of our lives from claiming the authority that we have. And I would venture to say that in the church, the professionalization of the clergy has made it almost such that most Christians walk around, including kids, thinking that the people whose job it is to do church or gospel in the world are those who wear funny clothes and not themselves. Read the next, what's the next question that's there? What is the ministry of the laity? Okay, raise your hand again if you're part of the laity. Come on, everybody, raise your hand. Okay, good, yep, that's you. All right, so let's read this out loud together. To bear witness to him. Okay. Wow. Right? Right? The work of Christ in the world to bear witness wherever they are according to the gifts. To carry on, right? The authority and the work of the gospel in the world is yours. Wherever you go. Now, kids, we're going to play a game now. Y'all excited about this game? We're going to play a game that Timothy Summer and Clark MacArthur and I came up with on Tuesday morning at our Bible study, okay? And this game is called Holy Spirit Tag, okay? Does that sound like fun? Adults, that sound like fun? Holy Spirit Tag, okay? All right, here's how Holy Spirit Tag works. We're going to play tag with one another whenever we see each other, whether it's here at church or whether it's in the grocery store, whether it's at a football game or a tailgate or a birthday party. We're going to play tag with one another as Christians to help each other remember that our work in the world, our authority in the world, is to bear witness and to be gifted and to carry on. Can everybody say that? Bear witness, be gifted, carry on. Now, you don't have to say all three of those every time you see somebody from church, okay? You might not remember them all even. Adults, that goes for you too. But my guess is that every time one of our lives intersect with one another, we stand a pretty good chance of needing to hear one of those things from each other. And that's how we can participate in authoring new life in the world. So, what are the three things? Bear witness, be gifted, carry on. Okay, so kids, if you'll stand up for me, and if the rest of the room will stand up for me too, here's what I want us to do, okay? You need to find someone in the room to play tag with. Remember, the authority of Jesus is passed on through the touching of hands, right? So you can walk up to someone, you can say, hey, bear witness. Or you can walk up to someone, you can say, be gifted. Or you can walk up to someone, wow, yeah, sorry. But you can walk up, high five, carry on. But find someone to play Holy Spirit tag with and do it in your daily lives as you go, because that is where Christ and the Spirit are moving. You ready? Play tag.